بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Now we go into the seventh quality of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned concerning him in the Noble Quran, and that is regarding the openness of his chest عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in Surah Al-Sharh. Verse 1. قال الله تعالى أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. In fact, three favors were mentioned in this. And the surah, we'll begin with the first one. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Have we not opened your breast for you? Have we not opened your breast for you? This is called شَرْحُ الصَّدْر, the opening of the breast. This is to make it accommodating the decrees of Allah, both legal and universal, to make it accommodate both the legal as well as the universal laws or decrees of Allah. And the universal ones are those related to calamities and hardships which befall the individual. And as to the legal decrees, we know that the legislations oppose one's desires. And so the person may find a burden to carry out the legislations, and also may find a burden in keeping away from the unlawful. Why? Because all of this is in opposition to one's desires and the self, al-ammara bisu, the self that is inclined to evil, is not opened towards the commands of Allah nor towards His prohibitions. You find some people upon whom the salah is heavy and a burden. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, told about the hypocrites in Surah An-Nisa 4:142. قال الله تعالى وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. And when they stand up for salah, they stand with laziness. And from people, there are those who, when they stand up for salah, it is light for them. Rather, they are eager to perform, and they await for its occurrence, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, "جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ." The comfort of my eye has been made in salah, in the prayers. So therefore, the legislation is heavy on the self. In cases of avoiding that which is unlawful, some people, you know, they have desires for certain things which are forbidden, like illegal sexual relations, alcohol drinking and the like. So therefore the legislations feel heavy on them. And from people are those whose breasts are open to the legislations, and they keep away from what Allah has forbidden. And look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when the wife of the ruler of Egypt, after she closed the doors and she said, "Hayta lak come on, or you. She invited him for the illegal sexual intercourse, as in 12:23. She beautified herself, and the place is safe and secure. Closed the doors and said, come on. He said, Ma'ad Allah, Allah forbid. He sought refuge in Allah, because this is a critical moment. A young man and the wife of the ruler of Egypt, an empty place and secure, and you know, people are humans. So, and in the hadith we know that this from the seven whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shades under his shade, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a man invited by a woman of high rank and beauty. And what was his response? Meaning invited for the haram, for the illegal sexual relation. He said, Inni akhafu Allah. Verily, I fear Allah. So therefore, the openness of the breast to the legislations, meaning accepting the legislations and be pleased with them and complying with them, and that the person says, we hear and we obey. And sometimes you find yourself, you find your heart open towards the worship, and therefore you do it with ease and submission and tranquility and content. And sometimes the opposite. Had it not been for your fear from the sin, you would not have done it. So, and with respect to the other sharh, which is the openness towards the decrees, the universal decrees, so you find the person whose chest is open towards the universal decree of Allah, you find him content by the pre-decree of Allah and at peace with it. He says to himself, I am a slave of Allah, and Allah does what he wishes. So this person whose condition is like this, continuously he will be in happiness, will not be distressed. He may feel a pain, but it doesn't reach to the degree where it will be a grief on him or worry. And then this is like what the Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith mentioned about the amazement concerning the state of the believer. He said, amazing is the affair of the believer, all of his affair is good, and this is to none but to the believer. If he is afflicted by a calamity, he is patient, and so it is good for him. And if he is touched by happiness, then he is grateful, and so it is good for him. So therefore, the openness of the chest is making it vast, ready to prepare for the rulings of Allah, both the legal and the universal. He doesn't feel constricted regarding these laws. And the Prophet ﷺ has the highest share in this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who opened his chest for that. And that's where you find him the most of the people who have taqwa, and most in obedience and submission, and most in terms of patiently persevering concerning the pre-decrees of Allah. What happened to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he invited the people to submit to their Creator Allah? What happened to him from the illnesses? And he would suffer as twice as the regular person would suffer. meaning the illness is so intense on him, like two of us. And this is what he said about himself. He suffers just like the suffering of two of us. And he was so patient at the time of his death, alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him this favor by saying, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ Now, have we not opened your breast for you? This exclamation, have we not opened your breast for you? This exclamation is that which is intended as an attestation, meaning affirming what is negated, affirming what is negated, and that is the openness of the breast. And Allah gave him this without him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking for it. So the openness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest is enlightenment and accommodating both the legislative and universal decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with content and obedience. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 125. قال الله تعالى فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ And whoever Allah wills to guide, He opens His breast to Islam. And whomsoever He wills to send astray, He makes His breast closed and constricted, as if He is climbing up to the sky. And thus Allah puts the wrath on those who believe not. Those did not deserve the guidance. They are not fit for it. Because the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to put the things in their proper places. And those who are not fit, they are not going to be guided. The second quality mentioned in this surah, the second verse, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ And removed from you your burden. And removed from you your burden. And this is the removing the burden of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam concerning the great tasks of prophethood and messengership. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him steadfastness on this. And if someone would ask the question here, this verse may indicate that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam may commit errors or sins. So, can the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fall in this? And the answer is yes. And we cannot reject the texts because we think that this is remote to occur from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we say that the issue is not that a person falls in the sin, but the issue in fact is that he is forgiven. This is the important thing. And as to the sin, we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, all the children of Adam err, and the best of them are those who seek forgiveness, at-tawwabun. But there are things which are impossible to occur from the prophets, like lying and deception. It's impossible that this occurs from them. Because if we assume that this would occur, this will be a defect in their messages, and this is something impossible. And also the law, morality, committing low and base acts like adultery and the like, this is forbidden. And this is impossible, rather, because this will be in direct opposition to the message. That is because the message is set to complete the moral characters. And with respect to the error which may occur from a prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not condone him on that, and he corrects him on it. And we spoke about this at length in a clarification, which the details of it can be found, inshallah ta'ala, on the site. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam his former and future, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Fath 48, verse 1 and 2, إِنَّ فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Verily we have given you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a manifest victory, that Allah may provide you, may forgive you your sins of past and the future, and complete His favor on you, and guide you on the straight path, and that Allah may help you with strong help. And now, the third quality which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him, is in this verse, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ verse 4, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Here I have to mention one point of benefit, that this is one of the great characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that Allah forgave him his past and future sins, and none of mankind had attained this position. Well, other than the Prophet, they need tawbah. They need tawbah from the sin. Remember that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive the individual without repentance from that which is what? Lesser than shirk. But with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all of his sins are forgiven. And that's why Allah stated in this surah we are talking about, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ, verse 3. And removed from you your burden which weighed down your back. Now to the third quality, raise high your fame. This is from the great favors on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his mention and his fame in this life and the hereafter. Sufficient as a raising of his fame is the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name with that of Allah in the testimony of Tawheed. And he is mentioned as Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name is mentioned with that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the adhan, in the iqama, in tashahud, on the day of Friday, on the Eid, on the days of Tashriq, and days of Arafah, and on the Safa and Marwa, in the sermon of Nikah, marriage contracts, in the East and West. And if an individual worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believes in paradise and believes in hell and everything, but does not attest that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger, he will not benefit from that, and he is considered as a disbeliever. Also his fame is raised with the angels in heavens and on the earth by the believers. And also for the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant of all the prophets to follow him and attest to his merits if he would come at their times. These are from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Sharh. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his household and his companions and those who follow them on righteousness until the day of resurrection. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا